Our final story tonight is a long way from a time when Walt Disney reportedly asked Mouseketeer Annette Funicello not to show her navel in all those 1960s beach movies. When former Disney star Miley Cyrus stepped on stage at last night's MTV Video Music Awards, it left many of the 10 million viewers wondering exactly what it was they were watching. We get the story now from NBC's Ann Thompson.
If Miley Cyrus wanted to provoke a reaction at last night's Video Music Awards, she got it. In an outfit and performance that left little to the imagination, the former Disney star gyrated on stage with Robin Thicke, singing his hit song, Blurred Lines.
I will tell you that Miley Cyrus is no longer Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, the role that made Cyrus famous, was an innocent all-American teenager who led a secret double life as a pop star. Brooke Shields played Montana's mom in the series.
I just sort of want to know who's advising her and why it's necessary.
The performance lit up Twitter, setting a new record of 306,000 tweets per minute. C.J. Farley blogged about the show for the Wall Street Journal as he watched with his kids.
What did your 8-year-old daughter think?
Well, she was horrified by it, and she wanted me to tell anyone who would listen that she was horrified by this.
Sydney Abel idolized Cyrus as Hannah Montana, but last night's performance made her sad.
We looked up to her, and she kind of, like, let us down, I guess.
Members of the Parents Television Council blasted MTV for substituting talent with sex. How is this image of former child star Miley Cyrus appropriate for 14-year-olds? It asked in a statement today. This award show is famous for outrageous behavior, much of it involving another ex-Disney star, Britney Spears. Cyrus is now managed by Spears' manager, and the similarities may not end there.
She commanded $15 million to judge X Factor. She had a very successful world tour. I think Miley Cyrus would just be like thanking the heavens above if in 10 years her career was still as vibrant as Britney Spears's.
Calculating what some call cringeworthy moments to sell songs. Ann Thompson, NBC News, New York.